And Rutherford Issues on WGNS today, made possible by our friends at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center over on Big G TV. And we're coming to you from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios today. August means air conditioner, right? Working overtime. We'll stay ahead of peak cooling costs by nudging up that thermostat just a few degrees when the house is empty and changing those HVAC filters monthly. Just a few tips from MTE. MTE.com/myenergyplan, where you can find a lot of information. Well, today our focus is on the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross and the executive director, the Big Kahuna, John Mitchell, is here. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good to have you.
Great to be here.
Enjoying this hot summer weather?
Yeah, trying to drink enough water. It's a chore, but let's all keep drinking our water and try to stay hydrated.
I know coming out of summer and going into school year, blood donations always go down in June and July just because of vacations and stuff. And so we're trying to hit that hard. I hear Bart talking about it on Good Neighbor events a lot.
It is. And, you know, we kind of go back and forth on how do you send the message out about there always is a need for blood donations. But there are times where we reach, you know, shortages. And this last time that we promoted that, we were serious about the fact it was a critical shortage in our blood supply. So we've really turned the amp up and tried to get the message out for people to get out and give blood. And Scarlett James will join us in a minute. She'll give you a deep dive. But the quick thing I'll say about giving blood is just to make sure, because some people have responded and said, I want to help, and they show up at our fix site on 501 Memorial Boulevard, but we've already had bookings, and so they get frustrated if they're not ready just to jump in. So what I would encourage everybody to do is go to redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org. When you get in that front page, put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the blood drives that are happening at our fixed site and at other locations, and then the open slot. So that's your best case scenario to help us out by giving blood, finding a location, finding a time slot, and that way, you know, you can just kind of fit right into what's happening already.
And you might find a blood drive that's closer to you that's going on that particular day.
Yeah.
Well, I know that there are a lot of things going on. Thankfully, a fairly quiet hurricane season in the Atlantic, so we hope it stays that way. But, gosh, we've had, you know, lots of flooding around. Kentucky, I think, is taking it on the chin. Fortunately, we've been in decent shape here in Tennessee. I think East Tennessee maybe had a little bit of flooding. So we're always watching the weather as well. And wildfires. I know we did a story about wildfires, too.
We did. And that's the thing. We're still continuing. So as you volunteer for the Red Cross in our disaster humanitarian side, one of the things you can do, if you choose to do so, is be trained up in certain elements and go on a deployment. So we did a story, and thank you, Brian, for doing that, on John Taylor, Sandy Hughes, Mike Bunch. Three local Red Crossers went out west to support what has been an ongoing process of sheltering and feeding for families with some really pretty severe forest fire situations out west. So that's one opportunity. If you've ever said, you know, hey, I'd like to help, you can help local, but you can get trained up and travel the country with the Red Cross. I say that kind of wholeheartedly because not only do you get a chance to go and see different places, but you get in that position where you can help somebody when they really need it. So, you know, that as far as a week in my role as executive director, we're dealing with more deployments that'll be coming. We'll change out and have a few more people going. Just the other day, I was working on setting up a presentation for two people down at the AEDC plant, our AEDC facility in Tullahoma, that saved somebody's life. So we have somebody turn them in. They're going to be getting a Lifesaver Award for that. We've got a great board, and so I'm working on our board and committee activities so we can keep the business community engaged with what we do. And the last thing before we switch over to Scarlett is, you'll hear me say this most of the time, but we're really doing an intense look at community mobilization. And if I could sum that up, it would be, how are we going to work in all the communities with the community partners, better, and become better listeners and better facilitators and better collaborators, you know, moving forward. So we've got a lot of different things going on at the Red Cross. We just don't wait for something to happen. We're trying to be better at our approach every day.
Well, and John Mitchell is here with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. Scarlett James is joining us today by phone, and maybe tell us a little bit about what Scarlett is going to be here to talk about. You call her your sickle cell lead?
Yeah, she's the state lead for our biomed, or our blood services program. So she promotes a lot of sickle cell initiatives. But she's also covering for our dear friend Gene, who got an opportunity to go out on the coast and do what he does with Red Cross. So she is filling in for all the local blood drives right now, too. So she's kind of entrenched on what we're doing locally with every blood drive. And she does have some specific, training and skill sets in promoting sickle cell, which is a big issue for us.
Well, nice. Leave it to Gene, Scarlett, for you to have to come and do a radio show. I mean, who would have thought?
Right? I mean, and he gets to sit on the beach.
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
But as John was telling me that you were going to be with us, has high regard for what you do here for the American Red Cross, and I look forward to talking with you about those kinds of things. So we kind of led into talking about blood drives in summertime, and I know it's got to be hard. Do you pull the trigger on, you know, the all call, the urgent all call for, you know, blood donations, because you don't want to wear out that that messaging, otherwise it doesn't carry the urgency sometimes. So I'm sure that's part of what you all have been dealing with this summer.
It actually is. That's a fantastic point, Brian. We actually are in the midst currently of a blood crisis. It's actually, unfortunately, the second largest in history of a blood crisis than we've ever experienced. So our blood supply got down to a little less than a day's supply for the entire nation. That's a scary thought. So we really wanted to get that messaging across to individuals about the dire, dire need for people to come and donate blood, because I know that everyone wants to make sure that those blood products are there at the hospital if their loved ones, their family, their friends are in the hospital and need blood products. We don't want anyone to have to be turned away and there be no blood products. So this messaging that we've been carrying across right now, as John had mentioned, and you as well, June and July really hit us hard because our schools are out. And we do a lot of school drives, meaning universities and high schools, and we even do some middle schools and elementary schools with the PTOs and the teachers, the staff, and faculty. So we get hit hard. We end up losing about 30% of our blood drives during June and July due to educational institutions being out.
At least they're going back here, but it still is going to take a bit to ramp that back up, I'm sure. And John kind of alluded to the best way to figure out how to donate blood right here in Rutherford County. If you're listening to this, you know the urgent need for blood donations. What does someone do? Kind of walk us through that process, because it sounds harder than it actually is, maybe, to go to the website and find your time and that kind of thing. You've made it pretty easy to do.
Oh, we hope so, yes. And I call myself a computer illiterate. So if I can do it, we tried to make the system so easy that anyone can do it. And as John had mentioned, if you go to redcrossblood.org, you type that in, put in your zip code, it'll ask, you know, put in your zip code, and it'll ask you also within a certain mile radius. You can put within 5 miles of my zip code, 10, 20, 25, whatever, and it's going to show you all the existing blood drives that you can go and donate at. And you just click on that one that you want, and it will just show you all the available times, and you just click that time and put your name in, and done. Or are you asking for what actually happens in the process of when someone goes and donates?
So walk us through that process too, because, you know, getting to that point is maybe something that people don't know because I've never given blood, but I see people who have, and they've got this something stuck in their arm, and I don't want to do that. And, you know, so just kind of walk us through that process. Once we schedule and we're coming in at 1:15 today, what does that look like?
Yes. The process is actually quite simple. When you go and let's say 1:15, you know, please get there at 1:15, we ask. You'll check in. We usually have volunteers sitting there ready to scan a photo ID. So you just need a photo ID when you come to donate. Then we have a couple of options. You can actually wait to be called back, and you will be assigned one of our Red Cross personnel, and you'll go through a health history answering a multitude of questions about your personal health. And when you finish that, then it's a mini physical that you'll go through. You know, blood pressure, pulse rate, hemoglobin levels, things like that. And what used to really scare people away was the finger prick. I think all of us have experienced that during our physicals. And I would always hate a finger prick worse than I would a shot. So we don't prick your finger any longer. We have new equipment now that it is not necessary. We can test your hemoglobin, which really is easier to be set as an iron level that we check to make sure that everything is safe and good for you to donate blood. And then you will proceed back to a bed, and it's very relaxing. It's like a recliner, and they'll prep your arm and do all of that. And I always like to tell people it's about 45 minutes, possibly an hour in total, the whole process. And the needle part of it is actually the shortest part of it all. Most people think when you say it takes 45 minutes to an hour that you're sitting there donating the actual blood during that time. That's actually just a few minutes. I'm proud to say that I can fill a bag in 4 minutes and 29 seconds.
Oh, wow. You got it timed, huh?
I do. I'm proud of that. That's my best record. But individuals most of the time will be anywhere from 5 minutes to 9 minutes, and that's it. That's the only needle part. And then, you know, obviously we like you to stay and have a drink with us and a snack and make sure that everything's good. And it's a great way to just keep an eye on your health too, because if there is anything that we find in your blood when we run this plethora of tests on it, we will confidentially, obviously, let you know if there's something that needs to be addressed with your personal physician.
Scarlett James is with us, and we're talking blood services here with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, the Executive Director John Mitchell here in studio as well. Scarlett, before we go back to John for closing comments, tell me, what are the requirements to be able to give blood?
Great question. In the state of Tennessee, you have to be 16 years of age to donate blood with a parental consent that we can provide you. If you are 17 in the state of Tennessee, you can donate blood without parental consent. You need to weigh, there's certain height and weight restrictions according to your age, especially for teenagers, which you can find on redcross.org can tell you that. So, and people think there are age restrictions as far as when you get older. We don't have a cutoff age. We have donors that are 74 years of age and older that donate blood, and people that think that they're eliminated or deferred from donating blood due to diabetes or things of that nature, that's not true. It depends on a plethora of things, but we have a coworker, John and I do, named Brett Crystal, and I'll tell this really quickly, that is trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records with blood donations. And he is a type 1 diabetic with a pump, and he donates regularly. And he is up to, John may correct me, I'm sure he keeps up with it too, but I think he's at 479 donations, I think somewhere around there. And like I said, he is a type 1 diabetic with a pump. So if your sugar level is right, you can donate. Same with high blood pressure. If your blood pressure is, and you're on medication for it, but it is, you are in line with where your blood pressure should be, you are able to donate. Many things that people used to be prevented from donating blood has now been changed due to the advancement of technology that we have now.
Well, that is some very good information. And John, one thing that I wanted to make sure that we got in right here before our time got away is the fact that we really lost a great friend this week in Larry Kirk. And I know Larry was always very proud of the fact. I mean, I think he was a platelet donor.
Yeah, and he served with the Red Cross on the board years ago. He was a fellow Rotarian, very special person, and a very deep loss for our community. So prayers go out to him and his to his family and through this time. So thank you for mentioning that. Larry was a real treasure to get to know.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show the number one story on our website the last couple of days is the one about his passing and all the great comments that are there. So that shows his impact here on our community, and I know that he had a special place in his heart for the Red Cross. And just hope folks will get out and donate. Again, redcrossblood.org, put in your zip code, and it's going to get you to the nearest location. Appreciate you all for being here today.
You got 10 seconds, Brian?
Sure, 10.
If you don't want to just join up to go fly across the country to help people, you can also be a blood donor ambassador and do it just 1 or 2 hours a week.
How about that? Yeah. And Scarlett, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to spread the message.
Scarlett James with us, John Mitchell with us from the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross on this edition of Rutherford Issues.